You are listening to MusicCore.org. This is a MusicCore.org podcast for October 15th, 2007. In this edition, we'll listen to The Longacre by Intu Anua. Back in the late 80s, the college radio station in Honolulu could only be heard within 3 miles of campus. I lived 10 miles away. To hear the bands I liked, I had to listen to the classic rock station. But the DJs would only play The Replacements and Midnight Oil after hours and hours of Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. One night, a band called Intu Anua managed to sneak onto the station's playlist. The song I heard sounded like something I'd get into, but I never encountered it again. You understand me now, what is a promise? In every single piece of my body, though I've fallen at every corner, ask not for shelter or for charity. What you needed, I could not give you. The song turned out to be All I Wanted, from Intu Anua's second album, The Longacre. It was their debut in the US. I debated whether to buy the only copy sitting in the record store bin. Eventually, I built up the nerve to take a risk. When I listened to the album, I was surprised Intu Anua didn't register with the audience, who would eventually turn 80s college rock into 90s alternative music. The Longacre had strong songwriting and tight performances, but in retrospect, it was a good album, not a superior one. The Irish instruments gave the music a clear identity, and the rustic feel had a kinship to country music. But Intu Anua had to compete with the likes of The Pixies, Cocteau Twins, and Sonic Youth for a piece of the college rock pie. At that time, a lot of good bands were doing their best work. But The Longacre suited me just fine. The track that sold me on the band was The Innocent and the Honest Ones, a scathing indictment of Catholic doctrine. It reflected my own changing attitudes toward religion. Intu Anua built a large audience in Europe and even worked with U2 and a young Sinead O'Connor. Before they could attempt to break into the US, they split up. The Longacre was their second and final album. Still, it's a remarkable feat of mass communication for an obscure band in Ireland to reach a teenager in Honolulu. From MusicCore.org, this is Greg Bueno. In the next edition of MusicCore.org podcast,
Freitag, good luck!
We'll listen to Jews with Horns by the Klezmatics.